here's a look at weather conditions at 1 p.m. At Chanute, it was sunny, the temperature was 50, dew point was 35, and the relative humidity was 56%. Winds were northwest, at 24 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.65. At Iola, the temperature was 47, dew point was 36, and the relative humidity was 64%. Winds were west, at 22 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.66, and rising. Coffeyville was sunny, the temperature was 62, and the relative humidity was 42%. Winds were west at 22 gusting to 31 miles an hour, the pressure was 29.61 and rising. Independence was sunny, the temperature was 55 and the relative humidity was 58%. Winds were northwest at 21 gusting to 30 miles an hour, the pressure was 29.66 and rising. Parsons was sunny, the temperature was 55 and the relative humidity was 56%. Winds were northwest at 20 gusting to 30 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.64 and rising. Elsewhere around the region, Fort Scott was 57 and sunny. Winds were west with gusts to 26. Emporia was 36 and cloudy. Winds were northwest with gusts to 31. Wichita Eisenhower Airport was 35 and cloudy. Winds were north with gusts to 32. Topeka was 36 and cloudy. Winds were northwest with gusts to 32. Kansas City was 37 with drizzle. Winds were northwest with gusts to 32. Tulsa was 70 and sunny. Winds were west with gusts to 30. Ponca City was 45 and cloudy. Winds were northwest with gusts to 23. Oklahoma City was 56 and sunny. Joplin was 68 and sunny. Winds were southwest with gusts to 35. Springfield was 68 and mostly sunny. Winds were southwest with gusts to 39. Once again at 1 p.m., Chanute was 50 and sunny. El Dorado was 37 and cloudy. The current time is 1:40 p.m. Central Standard Time. This hazardous weather outlook is for portions of central Kansas, south central Kansas, and southeast Kansas. For today and tonight, strong south to southwest winds could lead to very high grassland fire danger today across southeast Kansas. Patchy flurries and perhaps some very light snow is possible across the area today and this evening. No accumulation or adverse impacts are expected. For Wednesday through Monday, very high grassland fire danger is possible once again Thursday and Friday across much of the area. There is a chance for wintry precipitation Saturday night through Sunday morning and again Monday evening into Tuesday. Check back for later forecasts as details become clearer. Spotter activation is not anticipated today or tonight. Here is your National Weather Service forecast. Rest of today mostly sunny and breezy. Highs in the upper 50s. Temperature falling into the lower 40s this afternoon. West winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Tonight mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries in the evening, then clear after midnight. Much colder with lows in the mid-20s. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour, with gusts up to 30 miles an hour, diminishing to 5 to 10 miles an hour, with gusts up to 20 miles an hour after midnight. Wednesday sunny. Much cooler with highs in the lower 40s. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday night mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Cold with lows in the mid-20s. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Thursday sunny with highs around 50. South winds 15 to 20 miles an hour, with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Thursday night and Friday partly cloudy and breezy. Lows around 40. Highs in the lower 60s. Friday night partly cloudy and breezy. Lows in the mid-30s. Saturday partly sunny. Much cooler with highs in the upper 40s. Saturday night mostly cloudy. A slight chance of rain and snow in the evening, then a chance of rain and snow after midnight. Lows in the lower 30s. Chance of precipitation 40%. Sunday mostly cloudy. Rain likely, mainly in the morning. High highs in the mid-50s. Chance of rain 60%. Sunday night and Monday mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain. Lows in the lower 40s. Highs in the upper 50s. Once again the forecast for rest of today, mostly sunny and breezy. Highs in the upper 50s. Temperature falling into the lower 40s this afternoon. West winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. This is WXK95, broadcasting on a frequency of 162.40 MHz. This broadcast originates from the National Weather Service office in Wichita. We serve southeast Kansas from tower facilities in Erie, Kansas.